Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got that right, big fella. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We've got an absolute cracker lined up for you today. Jane, just breaking.
What?
Taylor Swift's just performed
at the opening of the billboards.
I've got a live recording. Do you want to hear it?
No.
All right, we will shortly.
Oh, fantastic news.
Hey, so what a good way to kick off a show.
Hey, I'll tell you what I've found out.
What?
This cocaine has been found in prawns in the UK.
I'll have what she's having.
That is one shrimp cocktail. Well, I might have some.
That's one to get onto. I cannot wait. Julian Assange has been sentenced. We'll give you all the details.
Very interesting news. And, of course, we've got the great Charlie Pickering coming in. He's going to chat about, I think the state of the nation.
He's always illuminating, young man.
And he's a bit of Bachelor in Paradise, because I haven't touched on that this week.
I thought he was better than that.
Come on. He's, you know.
I thought he was highbrow. I thought he brought a bit of class to this outfit.
He still does.
Hey, you know what? He can do it all. Top end, bottom end, everything in between. Good on you, Charlie. We've got an entertainment report, a royal update.
We're going to
Thailand. Part of it is about the King of Thailand.
And I think I've been, you know, there's something in my waters about this new royal baby.
Massive news at Instagram. Baz Luhrmann's on the hunt for a brand new Elvis. So much more to wade through.
Very good.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
That's a big show.
I haven't touched the surface there.
Gosh.
We will dig deep today. Yes. Hello, Dave.
How are you guys?
Very good, thanks.
Okay.
Good
to see you.
Yeah, good. Jane, how are you? Good. Have you got to go to Taylor's Swifty?
Just from the Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
This just happened.
We've heard enough of this.
No, this is live.
Yeah, here it is.
Vegas is fun. I'm Taylor.
I'm Brendan.
Welcome to the Billboard Music Awards.
Woohoo!
But you know that it's a come on! Alright, that's enough. Are you excited? Vegas is fun.
A bit of sick came up in my mouth.
She said Vegas is fun. She should go there with Nicolas Cage sometime.
Yeah.
I don't think she's like dressed like a cheerleader. She's in pastels.
Yeah, that's part of the look.
You know what? She's come on with Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
That's right.
But she's hijacked him from didn't he do another single with another bird ages ago?
He's done stuff with a lot of people, Brendan
Urie. He has, and she's just jumped on
you
board.
You think she's taken over, right?
Yes.
She's the big wig in that relationship.
She's way bigger than him.
I know she's bigger than him, but she got the idea to steal him and have him sing with her.
You? What is it about Taylor Swift that you don't like?
Told
she's young,
you.
She's successful, she writes her own music.
Good role model.
She's carved out her own way in life. She can play.
She's manipulative.
She's, country.
She's cynical.
She's a country
background. She's a country
you
singer.
You really worry me sometimes. Yeah. What about Adele? Adele's single.
She broken up with the...
Yes. Well, gee, what a surprise that was, that she was going to break up with him.
Oh, well, now what do you
say? I was not shocked at all.
Are there any women out there... Oh, hello. Is there any women out there you like?
I love all my girlfriends.
Do you think you could get in their... Do you think you could get in their corner at some stage and be a strong...
There are a lot of women I love
representative
and a lot of women.
Women
I can't stand. And I think that's really reasonable. Otherwise, what if I'm not one of those boring women that loves
all
women.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I've been baking a cake today because we've got a birthday
in
our house.
I must be burnt to a crisp. You're in the kitchen again.
I've given myself a challenge though.
Mm.
Because normally, you know, with the kids, I'd say, I'll make you a bananas in pyjamas cake. And they'd go, this is when they're little. And they go, that sounds great, Mum. And then it's really just a round cake with a banana drawn on it. And they'd go, don't go too hard, will you, on your cake baking skills, Mum. So I've got on YouTube and I'm making what's called a layered drip cake. And it's where it has dripping down the side of chocolate ganache.
No.
And it's layers with frosting.
I've still got a banana on it.
It's going to take me 2 days. No, it's going to take
you 2 days.
Yes.
To make a cake.
Yes, because I had to prep, I had to do the baking part today and I didn't burn myself. And then I cut them into four and then I start doing all the frosting and the decorations tomorrow.
So. Is there a cake making like food show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Okay.
The greatest bake-off.
Yep.
Yes.
What's the cake, though? What sort of cake? Is it like chocolate cake or a sponge?
Buttercream cake.
Well, they're the only two types of cake you know,
basically.
Is it a chocolate cake or, is it a sponge?
I'm strictly a Coles operator when it comes to cake. Just your little
or a mud cake. And, sorry, the last 10 years of cakes have been the Coles Woolworths mud cakes. Never mind, so I'm going
just
to.
A big Lamington.
What's your favourite cake?
I'm not a cake guy.
No, I'm not a cake woman.
Really?
Mind you, you managed to squash down a few pink buns today.
I did woof a few. you brought in 50 buns.
I did because it's Breast Cancer Network Australia. And
yeah, well, thanks, because I've just grown a couple of breasts after woofing all those buns.
It's to support people who've been affected by breast cancer,
good on
but
you.
It also might need to affect people affected by diabetes as well.
That's true.
When you have them,
plenty more to get through when we come back. We've got a couple of big stories we need to get to.
We have.
Here, thanks to the HSV, which has been re-engineered, the Chevrolet Silverado does everything big, very big.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, oh, Taylor.
I'm Taylor.
Vegas is fun.
Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, baby. To Tay Tay.
Yeah, and Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
He's a dick.
He's all right.
He's not a dick.
He's a brilliant
That's the whole
singer.
Thing. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's good. Can I just say...
She's brought him into her web of evil.
As she says in her song, you can't spell awesome without me.
Oh, my God. Again...
Yeah, we kind of can, really.
It's making me feel queasy.
It's pretty good.
She's off her.
She's a bit hippie in that clip.
Oh, she is
now,
not.
I will have to pull you up on that. She looks spectacular.
She has.
I must say. She's got a little shimmy dress. They're cute, aren't they? I love a shimmy dress.
Me too.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
In your day. Hey, I'll bring you out a shimmy dress.
Hey, I've seen it a million times.
What?
Well, I ended up watching The Castle last night because it was on. Was it on Nine?
Yes,
on
it was.
So I was flipping around. It has been. There's no shortage of runs.
Sure.
But I turned it on and I just laughed out loud again for another hour. And it just keeps coming. And there's so many funny little sidebars.
I showed the kids the other day. Stephen Curry's really funny.
Everyone's the whole cast, and Daryl.
What
about when the bikie comes to the door? And his son pulls out the gun. His son comes up from behind and he's got the big gun and he goes, what did I tell you about guns in this house? Especially when it's way into prison. How much do you pay for that?
That's a bargain.
Oh, all in the right argument. Oh, look, geez, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but have a go. But,
that era, you
would have got away with a shimmy dress.
That was about 25 years
ago.
Maybe if
it was a long sleeve shimmy dress or something.
You are so lucky.
What about a shimmy cardigan?
What if I had real self-esteem issues?
That's true.
I might be hiding.
I get the feeling you're reasonably confident.
Don't know the real me then. You don't.
I can't wait to unearth the real
All right, well, I'll tell
Jane
you what
Kennedy.
Happens to people.
What?
They become sologamists if they get a lot of that talk.
Okay, I'm reaching for the dictionary.
What a sologamist is? Or do you know what sologamy is?
Mm.
I guess
if I knew what one was, I'd probably know what the other one is.
All right, Mr. Smartass.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you're one. You're one of them.
I beg your pardon.
You're a sologamist.
How dare you? Is it hottie?
He's more slobomist.
I'm
sorry, mate.
I'm going to crack yourself up, Dave.
Listen, Dave, when you give him a whack, stick with it.
I'm sorry.
Be tough. Okay. Don't apologise. Just be strong.
Apologise to me.
Be strong. Sorry, give a drive-by to him and stick with it. All right?
Okay.
See me in my office. Wherever that is.
Sologamist is somebody who's happy in their own company. So much so.
I'm the poster boy.
Yes. Mm. People, there's women who are marrying themselves. Yes.
Well, so what do you mean by that?
Well, you have a wedding, you have the dress, and you plan everything, you have reception, you have flowers, you get gifts, you send out invitations.
You know what I'm already thinking?
What?
About the wedding night.
Well,
a woman alone on her own.
Well, there you go. Yeah. She'd have to. Yeah. She might have to get hope that she had a big hen's night and gifts on her hen's night, wouldn't she?
All right.
They're marrying themselves.
And what's the point of that?
Because they can't find any nice people to marry.
Oh, that's a shame. Surely there's some good men.
And they just, well, I think there might be a bit of, I'm trying to think what the word is here.
Sologamy? No,
people who are really into themselves.
All right.
Sociopaths? I don't know. It's a bit sociopathic to me to want to marry
just a bit of a hermit.
No, they're not hermits. They're not a hermit if you come out and say I want to have a wedding.
You just want a wedding. You don't want a husband.
This woman says the atmosphere at the wedding was amazing. Everyone was celebrating.
What do you mean?
Everyone was celebrating. It was just like any other wedding, just without a groom. I walked down the aisle in a pink dress with a big smile towards no one. A friend gave me away and another officiated. I repeated the vows. She said the vows once. Oh. Then she got on the other side, ABBA style.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Done it in the aisle. I put the ring on myself. We passed a paper plate around for everyone to sign in lieu of the register.
Okay.
And it was the best day of my life.
Was there bridesmaids?
You can have them. That was Melissa Denton. She's written this story. Look it up on
the
web.
She sounds like a loser.
You know what? I could suggest to her, why don't you just have a party?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it sounds like. It's a bit of fun. 40th
birthday, mate.
Seriously, do you?
Just have a big party and everyone will bring you a present. You'll be the centre of attention. Good God.
That's going to end in divorce. I just know it. Hey, plenty more to wade through because I want to talk Assange shortly.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking before about marrying yourself.
That's not a thing, Jane.
It is a thing. It is a thing. And I was talking, describing people who might want to do that might be, and I couldn't think of the proper word. Paul, help me here.
Sociopath.
I said sociopath, but really, what was I saying?
Oh, Malloy, it is a thing. It's called narcissism or a narcissist.
You know what that is, Mick. Sorry, you've just slagged me off the whole show saying I couldn't wear a shimmy dress. That I used to be able to wear one. Yeah. Sorry, Paul.
I think that was called a flapper dress. That was when you were young. That was when it sat in the 1920s.
Better than you.
Shut up, Dave.
Off you go. Did the hands.
Thank you, Paul, for that.
Little hands.
Yeah, right. that's going to...
Hey, narcissism.
Narcissism.
Is that a good thing?
It's a disorder in which a person has an inflated sense of self-importance.
Can I tell you, he's a narcissist, Julian Assange.
Yes, he is.
Do you think that would be fair?
Yes.
Guess what? He's just been sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for breaching his bail conditions.
50 weeks in the UK?
Yeah, in a tiny room.
Well, there's no difference.
They should get him from home, home detention, and send him back to the Ecuadorian embassy.
Straight back.
That's bizarre because, so he's not being extradited, is that correct? Or he's just going to stay?
Oh, Jane, I don't know. What am I?
I'm sorry to use a big word
what
for
am I,
you,
Jim
mate.
Jim Whaley.
Come on. Jim Whaley, rest in peace.
Oh, sorry. So Jim probably would have had that news. Really?
Yes.
He's been dead for years.
He's a good egg.
He was. Great.
I was wondering what had happened to Jim Whaley.
Am I not allowed to ask you questions?
Well, don't.
Do you just read the headline?
No follow-up questions. Well, what more do you want to know? The guy's been sentenced to jail for 50.
But where?
I don't know, Jane. Timbuktu. Oh, I don't know. He's probably got
It was the whole point because he didn't want to go to the States.
Airbnb somewhere.
He didn't want to go to Sweden. He didn't want to go to America.
What does he want? A brochure? What do you want to send
him? I'm going to find out.
I'm going to guess and say since he was arrested in the United Kingdom, maybe the United Kingdom. Last laugh.
We'll just find that out.
Paul's on the line. Paul.
How you going, Paul?
Yes, hello. Hello, yourselves?
Yeah, what? What is it?
Well, I was just thinking that MASS, good acronym. What about MANS, Mick?
What's MANS mean?
Married at no sight.
Oh, not bad.
What are we talking about again?
The woman who got married to herself.
Narcissist.
Look, she's a lesbian. She'll have three cats. No husband. It's not new.
She's not a lesbian.
She's just really happy with herself.
She's really happy. And that's why we thought she was bordering on narcissism. Yeah. She's marrying herself.
Hey, Paul gets a prize, by the way, which is the John Wick prize pack. It's the movie,
really?
Chapter 3, Parabellum, the third installment.
I might call up. I might be a caller.
Who's getting that?
Yeah, that's Paul.
Paul?
Yeah,
what did he contribute?
I like the man's. It was quite good.
Oh,
anyway, Parabellum, it's in cinemas May 16, and a $500 adventure sports voucher.
You're a lucky man, Paul. You got away with that.
Look at that. Hey, Adam from Analyzer, Mickey.
He's from Mount Eliza, my old alma mater, as I like to call it, South Frankston.
Hey, we've got Karen on the line too. Karen's going to be a bit more helpful, as you weren't, Mick, with Julian Assange. What's going to happen with him? Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jane. Yeah, in the next couple of days, he actually has the hearing for his extradition to go back to America.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks
for putting Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Yeah?
Would you ever consider marrying yourself?
No.
Well, there we go. Let's have a prize. Let's give her a prize,
prize
to Karen.
We'd give her a prize, but if he's already given $500 bucks to some idiot.
He wasn't. He contributed
nothing. At least Karen. Hey. But give Karen something.
I'm giving her a prize.
She made a meaningful contribution and finished Jane's story where she couldn't finish.
Hey, Baz Luhrmann is going to make another movie.
What is it?
It is about the life of Elvis Presley.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah, and he's going to shoot it in Queensland. Mm-hmm. And Colonel Tom Parker going to be played by Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Oh, that's good casting. So they are looking for an Elvis and,
I will throw my hat in the ring for old Elvis.
You mean sitting on the toilet, Elvis?
Yeah. Sitting on the toilet. Can I be there for the final scene?
Yes.
What a great death scene.
Oh, yeah.
Me on the toilet, pants around my ankles, with a big loaf of bread full of peanut butter.
Yep. Yes. And bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the way I want to go.
Is it?
Do you ever think if you had your way, you could choose it? I choose the Elvis method.
On the dunny.
On the
just choking the and having a big fat heart attack.
Parking a loaf while eating a loaf.
All right.
What a way to enter the next world.
Wowza. Again, I'm assuming too you'll be alone in the house. You'll be found weeks later.
That's my only worry about living alone. I often do one. I think I need one of those Medi bracelets.
Like that the pensioners have.
The pensioners so that if I fall over.
An alarm goes off.
I stop moving.
Don't give my number. I'm busy enough.
Beep, beep, beep.
I might let that one go.
That's my only fear, because I love living on my own.
Hang on, what's that buzz? I'm at with the girls having a drink. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, Mick's had a fall.
Mick's fallen over again.
Just ignore it.
Oh, don't worry, he'll be right.
Mick's on the toilet again, eating a loaf of bread. I better go. He's terrible.
But I'll give him a good hour.
Yeah, that's right. I might check
before
in
before I come and open the door.
We'll come back. I want to talk more about that. Elvis, you say?
Yes, I do, and I'll give you the details. It's great news for the Queensland film industry.
Do we trust Baz with the Elvis story? I like Baz Luhrmann a lot.
Of course we do.
He's not going to be too camp.
I think so.
Well,
it does get a bit. Hello.
Elvis, Lots of glitter in those old days. Lots of jumpsuits.
I'm the old Elvis.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Trending now is something that we do, bundle against a lot of stories that are floating around the universe and bring them to you on the radio right now.
What was that sentence?
Trending now.
It's all over the shop.
No, I'm just trying to.
How long have you been doing this?
We were talking before about a woman who married herself. It's a trend that's happening. Yeah. And we have Scott on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. What did you have to say about that lady?
Well, I had a question.
Yeah.
If she's married herself, and then eventually meets someone and sleeps with them, has she just had an affair?
Well,
if she's seeing someone behind her own back, I guess she is. I guess she is.
Well, she'd have to have signed a prenup to work that out. So
that could be. Is that a threesome?
Very good.
You've got both partners of a wedding and the.
Hey, Scott, where are you calling from today?
Blue Mountains.
So you're a bit of a unibomber.
Painting a picture of someone a bit severe.
People, it's like in Montana. If you live in a reclusive area.
Blue Mountain's not very reclusive.
What have you got, a little shack, have you? Sit at home, poke a shotgun out the window.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's a tree house.
Scott's had it with you.
Have you got a big beard?
No, I don't.
Are you a hoarder? What do you call it? You know, the
hoarder.
Survivalist.
No, I'm not allowed to be a hoarder. My wife makes me replace everything. Every time I buy one, I have to throw it out.
Showing off now. My wife
was
Scott, do you see what I have to deal with?
Is that someone you've taken hostage up there in the Blue Mountains?
Hey, can you just be nice to our listeners, please?
No.
Come on.
All right, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, Scott, what's your favourite thing about the Blue Mountains?
That's what?
What's your favourite thing about the Blue Mountains, mate?
The colour.
I'll give the man a prize.
Dead set idiot.
Give him a prize.
Three sisters there in the Blue
Mountains.
That's
funny.
You got a prize pack coming your way.
See
there,
Scott.
Scott.
He's my favourite hillbilly, Scott. Hey, we were talking
about... He's a hillbilly living
in
the Blue Mountains,
yes,
by the way.
That's off the grid, that is.
Blue Mountains?
That's banjo territory.
It's not.
Luray is a town in the Blue Mountains, which is beautiful.
Stunning.
Oh, sorry, mate. What, did you go up there on some kind of bed and breakfast weekend, did you? A little tour?
It's very B&D.
What, did you have a Devonshire tea, did you? A little scone? Dangerous, Dave. trekking through the mountains.
Hang on, what's up with you today? Come on.
What's your problem today?
Snippity, snip, snip.
Oh, I don't know
Snippy Malone.
You do. You're a bit annoyed.
I give up. People let me down all the time.
Oh,
it's hard for me to fly like an eagle when I'm surrounded by turkeys.
Baz Luhrmann's not going to let anyone down. We were talking that he's going to shoot in Queensland. This is fantastic for the Queensland film industry. And the creative culture as well. It's going to create about 900 jobs for locals in set production, catering, and costume design.
Yeah, it's not great a lot. Adani's creating more jobs than that. I'm just saying.
Adani's a mine.
Adani, 1,500. Elvis movie, 900.
Well, it's a line ball,
if you had
isn't
to
it?
Choose. Mm. Adani is pulling its weight.
I'd probably choose the film
Elvis,
industry.
Elvis movie is not. So.
Oh, well, you're with opposition.
Why
leader.
Can't I be in it? I could be old Elvis. I've been a movie. Look. I'm about to shoot the lights out on Rides Like
that.
A Girl. Well, I'm about to launch a feature film.
You have made the trailer, so that is a good sign you're still in it. Of the film, what's your film called?
Rides Like a Girl.
Ride Like a Girl. Not Rides movie, Like a Girl.
What's the difference?
A lot.
On the poster.
Just saying, a lot, if you think about it.
God, I don't even know the movie you're in. Ride Like a Girl is the name of it. Did you want to hear the trailer?
Yes.
Am I in it?
I think so. We'll have a listen. Here's the trailer.
Horse gallops with his lungs, he perseveres with his heart, and he wins with his character.
You're riding slow. Pick it up.
I want to ride group ones. I want to be the best.
Hi, I'm Michelle Payne.
Vicky.
I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
Who's that riding your horse, Betty?
A woman jockey.
A girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup, mate.
Get off me!
Back to where you belong.
You
must be exhausted.
Go home.
No woman's gonna ride.
Only thing that matters is the odds you give yourself.
Hey, bit hammy, Sam Neill.
Hey,
Sam Neill's a bit hammy.
I think it's clear to say Sam's the star.
Yeah.
Of the film. And
really?
Yes.
I like to look at it as a two-hander.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some of the lines you're saying?
Yeah. What do you?
What do you say?
What's the dialogue?
Oh, here he comes, great man.
Really? What do you play? Are you a jockey?
I'm a colourful. Racing identity. A jockey and laugh at your own jokes, Jane. I'm a chonky trainer. Like a Peter Moody type.
Oh. Don't imply.
I'm not suggesting. Suggest? I didn't was relating it to chonky trainer.
Weren't.
Just a Peter Moody type. Like a bit of a fatty who likes a fag.
Yeah. Likes to put a bet on the horses.
If you're not going to take it seriously.
Are you supportive of Michelle Payne in this movie? Anyway, that's your big career.
Hey, so guess what? In other racing news, Dunedin won a Melbourne Cup. 2011 Melbourne Cup winner, dead.
Gonski, hang on.
In a tragic paddock accident.
What's that mean?
It means it's an insurance claim.
It does not.
I'll bet it's been bitten by a snake. I don't know how this works.
That's terribly sad news because after that big career.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't make a movie about it because my character will have to.
You might get a bigger role this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Jane, it's a big role.
Really?
I'm a bit disappointed I wasn't in the trailer. I should have.
You appear in the trailer, by the way. Vision-wise, we see you. You sort of turn around quite hammily. You've got a big beer in your hand,
which is
sort of method acting.
That wasn't supposed to be in shot. I just wouldn't let them have it.
Yeah. We put the trailer on Twitter, by the way.
What do we say about your weight in the movie?
I put on 20 pounds for the role.
Why?
They didn't ask me to. I just did it. All right, stop it.
Okay.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Whaley, give us a call if you're out there. You may have gone early.
You might have.
Have you?
I'm not. I was 90% sure. I thought he passed. Hey,
we've
a few
got
years
plenty
ago.
Of people the here working on the
Jim
show
Whaley.
Can help
it's
find out.
The type
that
of
out.
Thing you should.
Well, I do
dot
love
your eye and cross your teeth.
I do love TV broadcasters and particular news broadcasters. I take a lot of interest in those generally. So I'm not sure now. Yeah, I'm going to question
for
it.
For your sake, I hope Jim Whaley's dead.
I do not. Jim and the Whaley family, I'm hoping that he is well and truly alive and well because he's a terrific broadcaster.
This is all brought about by Dangerous Dave, by the way. We had nothing to do with this statement. We never say things like that.
What have you done? Who did that? Was it Richard Wilkins? Didn't he declare someone dead? Didn't someone declare Richard Wilkins dead?
No, he declared the actor from Jurassic Park.
Yes.
I can't remember his name at the minute. Won't come to me. But yeah, he
you're on fire, though. Your stories are all making sense.
Let's go to one of our callers.
Can you get one of them right?
We go to Paul.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
Now, Mick, that thing about the sorry, mate.
We can't hear you, mate. Put your phone up to your head. Yeah, what?
No, I want hands free.
We still can't hear you.
Well, we can't hear you, mate. Say it again.
No, he's gone. He's dropped off.
Yeah, because you're a bit...
A good radio, that was.
He was saying you look like Robert Trimboli.
Well, we're talking about acting again.
Yeah,
aren't
and
we?
Roles that you've been in and you're doing. You're in.
So I was asked to play. I was asked to audition.
Yeah.
To play Robert Trimboli in a series of Underbelly.
Yes.
And they said, "Would you mind coming in? We think you're perfect for the role." I go, "Well, thank you." We just want to put something down on film. We'll send you a script.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the script.
Did you record something?
This is the scene I get. Man walks out of the men's toilets at the races wearing a gravy-stained singlet and a urine stain the size of a 20-cent piece on his pants.
Well, there you go. And the problem with that was?
they thought of me.
Very familiar.
Straight to me.
Let's go to Dom. Dom's on the line. Hello, Dom.
Afternoon, crew. How you doing?
Yeah, good. You might want to inform Dom. Dangerous Dave of some information about something we knew all along. But
Dom, have you got a bombshell for Dave?
I do indeed. Jim Whaley is alive and well.
And how do you know this, Dom?
I worked on his house on Monday.
I'm so sorry to the Whaley family. I was thinking of Peter Harvey, the great legendary broadcaster. That's
who declares someone dead when there's not?
Oh,
what are
yes.
you talking about? I mean, you've done it before, Mick.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, remember you killed off Olivia Newton-John's...
I beg your pardon. This is the most...
No, that is not what happened.
It is the most embarrassing radio, and I honestly...
He's just called Jim Whaley dead, and he's not.
My God, I almost feel like Jim Whaley needs to call
He always looked
up.
Like he was having a stroke, though, Jim Whaley.
Jim Whaley? No, you're just thinking of everybody on Channel 9 who speaks like that.
I've got the Kinnicky incident if you want to hear it.
Oh, he's bailing himself out of trouble.
No, remember when this happened?
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Oh, so pardon me, I may have gone. he's very unwell.
He's very ill.
Sorry,
he's
pardon
very,
me.
No, he was I'm married sorry. To my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Again.
Do I have to apologise now on behalf of this show? To Jim Whaley and his family.
Dave should make an apology.
I am terribly sorry to
Jim
the Whaley.
We should get Jim Whaley on.
We should. Yeah, I'd love to. I haven't seen him for years.
Jim doesn't want to talk to us now.
What was he doing working on? Do you see what he's doing around at Jim Whaley's house?
Didn't say.
So he's working
we don't want
house.
To get nosy.
Probably trying to cut him out of it.
We don't need to get.
It was a fuller figure.
Hey, mate,
what does that mean?
Hey, mate, I would be quiet if I was
about?
You.
I would be quiet too if I was you.
You've done enough.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Got any other? Got any
hey, you know, we were talking about the Elvis movie before. Yeah. Somebody has sent in, Brad Roberts has sent in a photo comparison of Julian Assange looking very, very similar to Baz Luhrmann's current appearance.
Wow.
It's the white hair. It's the...
Baz Luhrmann, he could play Julian Assange.
He could. You know what? When I see Baz, and this is fair dinkum, and I don't think Baz would be offended when I say this, I'm thinking of getting Botox.
Hang on a second.
I reckon Baz has gone down that track because I think he's my age and there's not a wrinkle. So I'm going to go down Baz track and I'm just think I might start.
Well, start. Come on, let's be honest.
I beg your pardon. I've never had a needle in my face. I have not had anything done. You know that.
Well.
You're all natural.
Dave, again, I would just be very careful if I was you. But I just thought, I've been thinking about it, and when I see Baz, he looks so fabulous every time I see him. Mm. I get a bit envious.
Baz Luhrmann is driving you to try Botox.
Yes, he is.
Hey, do you know, I heard something about Baz Luhrmann, that he's got like an assistant who follows him around because he's so inspirational. And he says things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's someone's job to write
down. Well, that's very clever.
To write down on a pen and paper things.
If he thinks of ideas.
Things Baz says.
But he's a big thinker.
That are memorable.
He's a big thinker.
Oh, well, Baz can't write it down his own.
No, because when it's coming to him quickly and he's got assistance.
He's just peeling him off. He's just peeling him off.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
So someone has to follow him around. I want someone to follow me around.
Well, you've basically got that anyway. That's what I do half the time.
Yeah.
I'm always
what sort of inspirational quotes do you have?
You're coming out with things. More twisties for the vending machine.
But you're always saying things like, how could I possibly find out this information? Yeah. And I go, Google it.
Yeah.
You often say things like that.
He worked on, what does he say? He worked on his car lift. Dom, are you there again? Yeah, mate. I'm sorry to keep bothering you, but Dave wants to apologise again about Jim Whaley.
Yeah.
But you worked on Jim's house and anything in particular?
Yeah, he's got a car stacker. It's like a hoist that if you don't have a lot of space for car
parking. Yeah, I know those. Yeah, but they're in the city sometimes in apartments. Yeah,
we're all at Channel 1 money.
Well, he's doing well.
Because of a car stacker. Imagine that. Imagine the gets on
the car.
He's
a good bloke, isn't he, Dom?
He is a lovely German, and I don't know about his sounding like a stroke. He's got a lovely dulcet voice, I think.
Either do I, and again, that's not from me, and I'm stepping out away from these two boys.
He sounded slow.
Not slow. You're picking the wrong words. This is
stand clear. Jim.
I honestly just have to go.
I like Jim Whaley.
Me too.
I can't breathe.
All right. Are we done here, or are we?
I can't breathe.
I think so.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dom. We might give Dom a prize pack as well for ringing through.
I think
that's
so.
On its way. Thank you, Dom.
We might give Jim Whaley a prize pack.
Jim Whaley, who's back from the dead.
Yeah. And some flowers.
I think so.
And champagne.
Huge
never
apology.
Never been fitter.
Yeah.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right. Yeah. Have you spoken to anyone from Jim Whaley's family?
I feel so bad.
Why would you do
that? I don't know. I got him confused with the great
Peter
Harvey.
Yeah, but you've got to be
Harvey.
Careful with your mix-ups.
I know I do, and that's a lesson
with
learned
your
right there.
Death mix-ups.
I'll never do it again.
Don't you ever get me mistaken for my passing, will you?
No. You're unforgettable.
Thank you.
Are you a cook?
Yes.
Could you cook me up some shrimp cocaine, please?
Wow, that
sounds
interesting.
Have you seen this recipe?
Yep. What do you need?
researchers
sounds
have found,
pretty basic, really.
Seriously, researchers have found cocaine in all samples of shrimp tested in a rural area of eastern England.
Now, do you know
with
how
ketamine
that is
also widespread
on the side?
Yeah,
a side of horse tranquilizer. Yeah. Hey, do you know how that's happening and why?
So they get the first one for free, and then after that, they're addicted.
You don't know. Why is there cocaine in the prawns or the shrimp? Why is it?
Because prawns are from the wrong side of the crustacean track.
You idiot. No, it's because so many people are using coke and ketamine and drugs and then whizzing it out into the waters in that region that the water is filled with drugs and the prawns are spawning.
Every prawn I'm eating is full of human
prawns
meat.
On crack, mate.
Mm. Prawns on crack.
Yes.
I'll have the prawns on crack, thanks. There's a dish I'd like to see cooked on MKR. I'd like to see Preston Wolf half a dozen.
He'd do it very quickly.
I'd keep him away from Columbaras.
I'll tell you what, that's how it happens. Isn't that frightening? And normally it happens
in
city
areas.
Like,
the cocaine lobster. That's a big one.
That's a big fella.
That's a big.
Well, that's the dealer. There's the big one. It's the big one. The big kahuna.
That's a dish I'd like to see
cooked
on a cooking show. Well, that's interesting. If they're testing for that, why don't you test for everything else? What else is in there?
Yeah. Well, I think there is a lot.
There's your prawn cocktail.
Well, plus.
Woof.
Plus lots of high levels of poison, Anyway, look, I gave you the information.
Sorry, did you just lose interest in your own sentence then?
I think I just looked at Dave and I thought you didn't really look
at Dave. He's not shitting the lights out. Why should I care? Can I just say, between the two of you,
don't embroil me in this.
It hasn't been your
this
best
is a three-way.
I'm having a mare today, an absolute nightmare.
Can you get that line isolated, please?
What?
This is a three-way.
It is.
Sorry, Charlie Pickering has to hear and see all of this. He's a sensible man. Clean it up.
He's a professional.
Yeah. Well, he's not too far away. He's going to join us right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and this is going to be a monster coming up very soon. A royal update. Good Lord, has there been a baby? You
I
say
have
it's
a
going
feeling
to be today.
It's going to be today. That is my prediction. 2nd of May, their time.
So
That's
what time should
specific?
I expect to get the news?
I think about 11 p.m. No, about 1 a.m. 1 a.m. Australian time. I just told you I have this aura about me.
Oh, good Lord. It's Gypsy Jane. It's back behind
Gypsy
the wheel.
Gypsy Jane's back.
We will have an entertainment report.
Oh, yeah.
Which will include features on. Oh, well, we'll keep it a secret, shall we? We don't want to go.
Because otherwise, we'll blow it all now. I don't want to blow it.
It's well worth listening to, though.
It's
really? Huge.
Who do you think it might be?
I'm not going to say because I know how much I'm going to love it.
Do you know of any aspect of the entertainment report?
No idea. Haven't seen the rundown.
That might come up.
No. I do.
Taylor Swift,
I know.
She be in it?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. She'll pop up.
Because... Well, Taylor, didn't we open the show with Taylor Swift?
So why would we do her again?
I don't know. Why would you bring her up again? Because you're obsessed with her.
Okay. We've got a guest in the studio and you're bickering. Come on, you need to... You're better than that. Hey! All that coming up and more. But first, let's introduce this bloke.
In this election campaign, Charlie Pickering and The Weekly are keeping us up to date on all the scandals and apologies. Like this one from a Greens candidate.
Jim Casey beating a piñata of Scott Morrison's head. Casey was defiant, saying, "I'm an ordinary bloke, I live a normal life, and sometimes that involves hitting a piñata with a stick."
Please welcome back Charlie Pickering.
That's one of the greatest statements ever made by a politician, isn't it?
Well, in a week that have been extraordinary statements, it's right up there.
It is right up there. Like, I am loving this campaign probably more than any I've ever seen.
Me too.
It's throwing up more excitement than I'd anticipated going into it.
And it must work well for you, of course, having a weekly news-based entertainment program.
Yeah, but the problem is these stories keep breaking on a Tuesday night and we have to rewrite the whole show.
No.
We've started a new segment on our show called Candidate Apologizes. But I came in, I brought in some we didn't even get to this week. There are so many candidates.
Okay, we're ready.
Not making
is this
it.
Part of the new world order, do you think, just before we get into them, but is this part of the whole, everyone's apologizing, I'm sorry for booing at the football, I'm sorry for tweeting thing, I'm sorry, is it the level, because they're doing this with the Democrats, it's the Democrats have got 20 candidates now, and Biden's having to apologize for things he said 50 years ago.
Yeah. I think maybe a lot of people have to apologize for stuff that happened in the past. Like, I think,
but the scrutiny
some way,
now,
you have to communicate.
Never been like this.
No, not like this. But also, there's just people can find everything now. Everything's online. Every video's been uploaded.
But people must be sweating
what you can
because
see.
Obviously now with technology, you can dig up everything. Mm. But Steve Dixon has to have been sweating and. Since he knew that he was in that strip club.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for it to come out.
What I loved is, you know when they did their press conference between the two Al Jazeera specials?
Yes.
When the first one was just them trying to sell Australian democracy.
Correct.
And then the second one, they didn't know it was in it. They did a press conference and said, look, we had a lot of drinks, some stuff happened, but nothing was real. And the whole time everyone's going, why do they keep talking about how they had a lot of drinks? And then this story broke from this week, of course, Steve Dixon in a strip club groping strippers.
Yeah. Wow.
Knee-deep in Asians,
and the
apparently.
Rest.
I think he said it over the journey.
Which I was actually nostalgic about. You know, to hear a One Nation candidate
going on about
being swamped by Asians and not Muslims. It was actually good old days. It was from a simpler time.
Yeah, it was indeed.
But the highlight of his performance this week for me, I don't know if you were across his statement. Did
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Saying that he was no longer a pubic interest.
Yes.
I believe his wife made a similar statement the moment he got home.
I believe so.
Jeez.
And I'll go here if perhaps his wife might like to have sent his pants back.
She would see the funny.
I love when he said, look, we've had a big chat. Everything's fine. That's exactly what Barnaby Joyce said as well, remember? Everything's going to be all right.
Look at his wife.
Well, I wonder if we can carbon date when the word fine actually stopped making meaning fine. Yeah. It was a long time
Precisely.
Ago.
Precisely. But so there have been some doozies.
Apologies.
Apologies. One of my favourites. This is simple. This isn't such a bad sin. But Sean Osborne, a Liberal candidate in Adelaide, had to apologise when he invited 10,000 voters to an Adelaide cafe without telling the cafe that it was going to happen. Although he has since been endorsed by Corey Worthington. So that is... he's got the all-important endorsement.
That's funny.
But my favourite guy is a Labor guy, and his name is Wayne Kernith. And he has had to withdraw and apologise because he was sharing videos and conspiracies that the world was actually being run by interdimensional giant Jewish lizards that are running everything in the world.
What party was he running for?
Labour. He was a Labour candidate.
And you could tell they were Jewish lizards because they had little yarmulkes on their heads.
Well, I dug into this a little bit, being a person of the book myself. It turns out they were frill neck lizards and they're not anymore. And that's exactly how you can tell.
Quite traditional.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, but I've got to say, I just want to play quickly. I feel sorry for ScoMo. He's had a very tough couple of days.
Really?
He had like three candidates in one day have to apologise. Yeah. He's had another three today have to apologise.
Yeah.
And you know it's going bad for the guy when this happens as his press conference this morning.
Okay.
Why was he pre-selected in the first place?
Well, he was a very recent candidate.
This is the one that you've already disendorsed, Prime Minister.
This is back on the candidate for Wills. Oh, so you're referring to the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Fake as ScoMo. Mate.
It's like going, come on, you're in the Canberra bubble. I need you to be more specific. Which of my ratbag candidates are you asking me about?
He's on firmer ground when he's shearing a sheep. Let's just put it that way. Hey, we'll be back with more Charlie in just a moment.
You got it. Charlie Pickering, by the way, The Weekly with Charlie Pickering airs Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. on ABC.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering in studio, The Weekly, Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. You want to check that out. Great to have Charlie with us. Kennedy Malloy.
Now with Judith Lucy, shooting the lights out on that program.
Next week, Judith is doing something we were talking off air. Extraordinary.
She's going to be trying, because she's doing wellness on the show. She's trying every wellness fad in the world, trying it herself, and she's doing adult swaddling. So you know when you've got a newborn child and you wrap them up tight in
Oh, I'd like that. I'd like a swaddle.
Yeah, see,
you'd suit a swaddle.
My first thought is it's a bit...
After every show, I want to be swaddled.
Oh. Well, don't look at me when you say that. Sounds very fetishy.
Probably swaddled and burped.
That happens anyway in here. We don't need to have you
to that. Good luck. Now, I'm surprised at you. You come in here and you talk politics and you do it so well. And then down the other end of the pool, you're just as erudite. You guys in the break are talking about a Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, we are.
You're a fan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We're cerebral people who are able to appreciate the relationships that occur. In
the symphony of life that occurs on an island full of herpes. Actually, wouldn't that spice it up?
Herpes Island.
If there was one designated herpes character.
There was one girl.
And you see who gets it.
There was one girl who had a cold sore.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you might, this season, and she was about, the other guy was about to crack on. She went, oh, my God. Oh, don't touch there because I literally have got a cold sore. But see, for these people have
and
sex
on the
show.
And not the least romantic thing. That wasn't the least romantic thing.
No, you're right.
So they have sex on the show?
Yes.
Oh, do we see it?
We don't see it, but we go, he slept with me 3 times.
Well, if I wanted to see that, I'd watch Gilligan's Island. It got very racy,
Ginger
some of those.
Ginger was not sleeping with anyone.
Ginger was putting it about.
Well, Marianne was.
Hey, so what is it? What
she's a quiet achiever, Marianne, wasn't she?
Very quiet.
Under the radar. Absolutely under the radar.
The radar, by the way, was made out of a coconut.
Oh, drop the mic. So the thing that I'm fascinated about, is it's like the big story out of it, is the whirlwind romance of Ivan and Tennille, all right. And Tennille, which sounds like a bad lounge act.
I'm seeing a grand
piano. What a cruise ship.
Ivan's a giant man.
Yep, a giant
Tennille is, I mean.
The hottest girl you could see.
Yeah, widely regarded as the hottest one on the island by a number of people. Not my type. Not my type.
All right.
But
she's my type.
She is hot.
What's
so
your
anyway.
Time, Charlie, what's your type?
My wife. Now, and that's why, as
correct
a candidate,
answer.
I will never apologize. So what happened is, because it's a high-pressure environment, they have to meet, date, hook up really quickly.
And commit.
Yeah. And these two were not suited to each other, but they hooked up anyway for survival purposes. Yes. But one of them didn't get the memo. That's Ivan. He fell head over heels in love.
Right.
And when she started talking to other boys,
he got
angry. Ugh. And the only way he could handle the anger was to dance it out. Listen to this.
I'm furious. I just need to have a little bit of a dance and try to calm down.
Yeah, I am.
A
really hope he's dancing.
Yeah, I assure you he is dancing.
We assure you he was doing his, as Van only does, it's sort of a rap style.
Yeah.
A very white, big white, chunky man rap style, hip-hop style.
He's not, a big boy, is he, Van?
He's a very big,
he's
strong guy.
He's a big roidy boy, I would
which makes it very scary.
Yeah.
When
he gets very angry fast.
Yeah, when he becomes even more uncomfortable with anyone talking to the girl that he's decided is his. Listen to this.
Tennille's mine. She's my girlfriend. She's my territory to be marked. Jules needs to stop playing with my stuff.
Lot to unpack there.
Wow.
Girls have always, forever, longed to be spoken of in that way.
But can you have a restraining order on this island?
Yeah,
can you? Is there any way?
A lot of people have suggested that might have been useful.
Do you know, it's the first time I've noticed a lot of producers stepping in, actually, on this series, Charlie. There was a lot of producers having to jump from behind a coconut tree. Okay.
And get involved. You thought they were alone on the island until two Samoan blokes that used to work at the ESPY kept stepping in.
And a lot of breaking of that fourth wall was happening as well.
A lot of it. So,
have we got any of Tennille?
We've got one. This is the final. Yeah. This is the final heartbreak. So he got angry. By the way, mark my territory is not a thing you should say about a woman. he is like, no, I'm all in. I'm going to call her on it. We're going to be together forever. She has another idea, and the way this plays out, I mean, it breaks your heart.
Well, I think she was pretty impressive, that little lap dance I gave her.
From my point of view, I think we need to sort of call it off.
I feel like Tennille's broken my heart.
How long have you known?
I think it's been about a week.
They were together for 1 week.
All right, you got me. I'm going to have to tune into this thing. When's
it
on?
It's finishing. The finale, I think, is either this week or something. Yeah, they're going to have like a survivor. They all come back live and we see what happens.
Anyone who gets off the island, I reckon, can consider themselves a bit of a winner.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Well, mate, thanks for swinging by.
Always a pleasure.
Good luck,
guys.
on the weekly, as always. What will be the topics du jour this week?
We actually have more candidates who've apologised. We're also going to have a look at the social media strategies of the politicians, which are not great.
Now, have they embraced them properly?
Yeah, do you know ScoMo's on Snapchat?
Oh, no.
Which, I mean, isn't that for teenagers flirting with each other?
I'm not even on Snapchat.
Aren't
that's
you?
Saying something.
Right.
There's
a lot.
Small mercies.
Yeah.
So exactly. A lot of people listening right now, they've got teenage sons and daughters.
Who are going
to
be seeing ScoMo?
ScoMo's talking to them on Snapchat. That's weird.
You've been told. Yeah,
by the way, The Weekly with Charlie and Judith airs Wednesdays 8:30 on ABC.
Thanks,
our royal update, then the entertainment report to come. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time for this, guys.
Another royal update.
Mm. This is going to go on till that baby pops out, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And we don't even know the date, you mole.
We don't know. We don't know the date. Tell us. You're calling moles.
The date.
The date is today.
Why are women so unreliable when it comes to the date of birth? Like, could you give us a clue? It's like, why can't
you? Do you know what I did to help the baby on? I cooked macaroni cheese, my first baby. And then guzzled a little sip of champagne. Because they say if you have some champagne, someone told me that. Or did I dream that? Anyway, I tried it. Next minute.
Oh, worked.
Mushka.
Did you ever have an epidural?
Not the first time.
Right.
What are they like? Do they save you a bit of heartache?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Can you get them off the shelf? Can I go down to the chemist and order an epidural?
Well, do you know, the guy that did the anaesthetist that put my needles in had just come back from the zoo putting one in a gorilla.
No kidding.
Because he was also the anaesthetist at the zoo.
How's that?
And,
that's
hilarious. He said, you might not want to look at the needle. When I'm putting it in, I go, I'm fine with needles. He goes, no. I'm not talking your flu shot needle. And I did catch a glimpse, and they are big mothers. They're
like, it's like your Pulp Fiction.
They are like your Pulp Fiction looking needles.
Like you're putting a tranquilizer dart into the back of an elephant.
Well, I can tell you that Megan will not be having an epidural when she has this baby.
Why? Is she yoga mum?
Because she's yoga mum. Oh. She's probably having a water birth.
Water birth.
Good luck with that. It hurts a little bit. I just want to let you know. Anyway,
but she won't give us the date. She won't tell us where.
I have a feeling, an absolute strong feeling, the baby's coming today because you know how I've got this superpower.
Can we bet on this?
Oh, Gypsy Jane.
Yeah, Gypsy Jane has this. I've been thinking about it all day.
It's the day.
Yeah, today's the day.
Do you think it could happen during our show?
May 2nd.
May
their time. May the 2nd.
All right, all right.
So Princess Charlotte's now turned 4. Who cares?
Oh.
Princess Charlotte's 4. Now we've got to go through. We've got to go through these photos every year with every child. We've just done Louis, who's NPR.
He's especially with those three. It's like the Children of the Corn.
It is.
It's like the Hitler Youth.
Evil George. There's NQR Louis.
Right.
And then there's Charlotte, who wears her bad daggy cardigans. And, oh, guess who took the photos again? The Duchess of Cambridge. You know, we don't care. Yeah. You're taking the photos and she wants to get some credit for something.
For someone who keeps, you know, complaining about high-level lenses being poked through her bedroom, she takes a lot of photographs.
Does. And she loves a cardigan on her child. It's like hand-knitted.
Oh, jeez. You got a beef with that?
I do. They're cooler clothes than that.
When is it appropriate to give a child a cardigan?
Never. Never.
Maybe golf.
When they play their first golf.
First game of golf.
Okay, there's some interesting other royal news, Mick. You're all over this.
Sure. Fire away.
Thailand's king.
Yep.
He's got a new queen. Unconventional, perhaps, by standards.
Yep.
She's an ex-flight attendant and bodyguard.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's what being a royal is all about.
It is.
I'm taking a queen. What? Not something like Camilla.
No.
No, I've got a hottie ex-flight attendant who can punch your lights out.
This is his fourth marriage.
Okay.
That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Yeah. What happened to all the rest?
I like his style.
I better not speculate.
Well, who knows? In Thailand, he rules with absolute power.
He does.
True or false, what? And your cohorts, your partners in crime over there at Working Dog, got in a lot of trouble with Thailand, had to apologise to the Thai embassy.
Really?
I believe there's still travel restrictions based on some of the people attached to Working
Let's
Dog.
Let's just say it hasn't been destination.
You can't go to Phuket.
Phuket hasn't been on the travel.
I'd give Phuket a wide berth. I
don't remember. I think it's all fine now, Mick. I don't think we should be bringing it up again, actually. I think we might leave it there.
I think Sam Pang made a joke.
That would be correct.
Saying, why was there a day of mourning? I think it was about a day of mourning in Thailand, and he suggested it was because the nation had run out of ping pong balls.
I don't know whether we're allowed to say that.
And then Tommy.
It's a joke. It's humour.
Okay, right.
And Tommy followed it up with a reference to saying that the king from Thailand is recovering after a long battle with democracy.
The king, could be possible.
Well,
he, of course, passed away in 2016, and I think they went into mourning for a year.
Oh, so this is a new guy.
No, this is the son of.
Okay.
The old codger.
Have you had a crack at him yet?
No. I haven't. He's 66. It's his fourth marriage.
Well, well done for causing a diplomatic incident, Jane
Well,
Kennedy.
You might have just caused one here.
All right, stick around. More to come.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
She's read every nag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Well, I'll have a go too.
All right.
I don't think you should hog all the entertainment.
I don't want to hog it.
Can I ask you this? Because I know you both, strangely enough for you, Dave, but you're both fans of Handmaid's Tale.
Love it.
Season 3, trailer arrived.
Oh.
Is this a spoiler alert?
When you play a trailer, that's not.
Won't give anything away.
That won't give anything away.
I've only seen the trailer. The chicks look hot. Wait.
Which aspect of the chicks looking hot are you talking about?
I like the way they dress.
Right.
You like the red cape and the white hood, do you?
It's on.
Right.
On for young and old.
Oh my God.
I tell you what, if you popped out of the ensuite with that on, it would get all the juices flowing.
Wow.
Hello, girls.
Under his eye.
Yes. But that's why you watch it, don't you? Do you find it exciting?
No, I don't know why I watch it, but it's
I don't know how you do as a man, to
really,
be honest.
Really well done.
Yeah. But how do you watch that with Mrs. Dangerous?
Well, we sit there on our couch with our cups of tea and biscuits and get into it.
Head back to the temper.
The mattress. But at the end of the last season, I thought, oh, you idiot. What are you doing this for? To spoil it. Don't want to spoil it.
So, Jeff, what is it? What's the premise? Women should serve men.
Yes.
Basically.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah.
And
so it's a doco.
And the women arc up, you know. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, yeah.
They
spoil it for everyone.
Why?
Just like in real life.
What's all that about?
Oh, look.
Saudis have got the right idea. Saudis.
Just the oppression seemed to be, you know, finally in the end got to a few of these women in this.
I think women secretly like it.
but needs to be seen to be reacting against it. But all in all, the 50s were pretty good. So are you looking forward to that? Are you still hot as hell on?
You betcha. I am.
So that's
am.
Must see TV for
it's
you.
It's hard to watch television, I must say, but you can't look away.
It's well done.
Again, it's
okay.
Car crash TV.
All right. Yeah. What else you got?
Speaking of television series, Netflix are going to make a film about Thailand's rescued cave boys, Mick. The story of the saving of those boys.
I'm going to put it to you. Yeah. They should get the Game of Thrones team to make this because it's so it could be completely black. Oh, I've got an idea. What's happening? Oh, you can't see anything. Why? They're in a cave, guys. Yeah. You just hire five actors to go, me no.
Well, it's the people behind the team behind Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians? Really? Jeez, they're changing it. They should put the same cast down the cave.
They should just shove them in the cave and see what will happen.
That's like our one. What was our one? The miners' disaster.
Yeah, down in Tasmania. Yeah. That's right.
So I put it to you. There was something not quite right about that. Those two guys came out of that cave and something happened down there.
Don't you dare start doubting those boys.
I don't believe they ever thought they were coming out. So you do
what
think.
Are you saying?
I'm suggesting that those
saying
boys
that they got close.
I'm saying they may have crossed
the
line.
Well, they did have to cuddle up to
warm.
Look after each other and keep warm.
That's it.
And as this, so this will be great. You know what?
I hope they're not listening now because Todd's going to come and get
probably
you.
Probably are.
I'll say a shout out. How are you, boys?
Well, you know what I'll do? I'll hide in a hole. He won't go near it.
Well, then he won't that's traumatic for him to relive that.
Come and get me. If you're up to it.
Oh, you are an idiot.
Hey, listen to this. So the Crazy Rich Asians team are making the Thai cave rescue. Can we please include the scene with Elon Musk?
Yes.
catch Elon Musk with his big submarine.
Yes, a little rocket.
Which is like the spruce goose
of
submarines going, yes, here it is. Here's my answer to the whole thing. Do you know what? You couldn't be in that.
Me?
You can't go anywhere near Thailand. You've been banned.
Oh, that's true.
We're a travel ban over there.
That's right, I don't
what
need
else
to do
is
that.
Happening in your. Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is 20.
He's 20.
Really?
Oh, my God. Look, he's been.
You know what he got for his birthday? New pair of pants.
He has been a part of my family forever. Yes, he
I've avoided that. Yeah. I've never watched one. The boys haven't cared.
You're lucky. Because it's a little repetitive. Because part of the fun of it is that SpongeBob tends to repeat himself over and over. Once we took the kids
That's a lazy ride.
It's lazy ride. Yeah.
What's the character trait? The character just keeps repeating himself.
Yeah, but like, you know, insanely, like, repeated, like, on purpose to drive you mad. He says things over and over again. We took the kids to Movie World, one of those worlds in Queensland, and all they wanted to do was see SpongeBob, and he was doing a big show, and we were in the audience. He goes, now it's time for participation. Oh, you, sir. And he's pointing at Rob.
Oh, no.
And Rob's looking at me, and all we're going is somebody going, no, perhaps you want our children who are the fans of the show. How about it? He goes, no, I want you, sir. Rob did have to make the walk of shame up to stage.
Oh,
and
my God.
Go on with
please tell me footage exists of this.
We need to find
But the worst part was then afterwards we're trying to get the kids to meet them and they just piss off. And we go, can we have a photo with SpongeBob? And I was literally grabbing onto his sponge saying, you've got to stay.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there water coming out when you grabbed him?
No, but he has that look on his face that doesn't move.
That's not.
Do you remember when we did some filming? We filmed a shit scared up at Warner Brothers Movie World. And I punched Sylvester in the face.
Oh, that's
do you remember
terrible.
This? I've dropped Sylvester. I punched him in the face and dropped him and I'm laying into him on the ground like it's like a gang attack or I'm punching him and I turn around, there's two kids crying. And I'm going, that's for Tweety Bird. as I'm punching. And we had to agree to go and apologize to a whole raft of kids. You're sure there's no footage of Rob on stage?
I'm afraid not. I should have. That's one thing I should have got on camera.
Sponge Rob SquarePants is a character I'd love to see. All right.
That's it.
Is that it?
I like it. That's the entertainment report.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
I'm still getting over my run-in with the Silverado. It was just, it was like a tank. It was like seeing some military hardware parked on the street at the front of our building. In all honesty, one of the greatest vehicles I've ever seen. All I could, you know what I was fantasising about
what, Mick?
Last night? Is taking this to the Kimberley.
I know. Taking, we talked about that, didn't we, with the people from...
There's nowhere you couldn't go. You could sleep in the back. Well, 10 of you could sleep in the back.
Yeah.
You could pretty much own the outback. And you could ride in the back with a big dress on. Like,
you could go through rivers.
Wow.
Like big, full-on, gushing rivers in this thing,
yeah,
and not even have it come up to the sides. But I was thinking...
We could tow... You could tow a 10-ton boat.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe a 6-ton boat. Don't you think?
I totally agree. Because it is, and what I was thinking too is, imagine if a guy picked you up on, you're at home, and he goes, yeah, I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And next minute.
This pulls up. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Hey, come and step into this one, baby.
Game changer.
Oh, my God. amazing.
Took you to the drive-in, reversed it in, dropped the tray.
Yes.
Put down the doona. Oh. And
all the other cars just skate away.
Yeah.
When they see
you out. I love it when you get to, you know, footy car parks, like whether you're the SCG or the MCG, and when you get out, everyone's trying to get out at the same time.
Oh. Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's no beg your pardons.
No, no.
You would,
get out of the way,
you would have the natural right of way in the big boy.
You wouldn't even have to use the horn on this.
The
would
Bowie.
You?
The horn would be like a horn on a tanker, I reckon.
Would be too, yeah. Shipping container.
I can't believe it.
Go and check it out, people.
Lockable toolbox. Hard try folding covers, load bed extender. Extender, what for? What are you trying to do, land a plane on it?
And it's got the toolbox. It's not only got the lockable toolbox, it's also got the swing out toolbox. So if you're in the street and you're a tradie and you're in your big monster truck, you pull this out. Oh.
I'm just can't so believe impressive. It. I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah,
in fact, I'm pining for it. Mm. This is the HSV Chevrolet Silverado, top of the line, the big boy. Get involved.
HSV.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Grab the podcast. Been a ripper. Hey, Jim Jefferies tomorrow, by the way. That's going to be
excellent.
A huge
moment.
Jim Jefferies, I went to his concert.
You loved that
in
concert.
Melbourne.
I was away, unfortunately, but you loved it.
15,000 people at the Tennis Centre.
Mm.
I'd never seen that before.
He's like a rock star.
Oh, he's huge.
It was huge.
Huge in the States as well. He's massive.
Show's great. His show's fantastic. Anyway, we're going to drop in with him from time to time.
Awesome.
He gets a bit ripe, so.
Well, that should
be alert, everyone. Be alert, but not alarmed.
Sure. Hey, the front bar tonight on Channel 7 is on. You've got to nick out in a minute and get down there.
Yeah, you've got to go on the telly, mate.
On the TV, 8:30 tonight.
Nikki Winmar.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the all-time greats. Probably involved in the most iconic single moment in AFL history when he raises his jumper and points to his chest in honour of
his
blackness.
Can't wait.
At Victoria Park. We remember those days. And it'll be great. I can't wait to have you in mind.
Hey, can we send some people along who can get there in Melbourne?
Wow. All right.
133353. We've got a double to tonight's show to see Mick, Sam and Andy on the front bar.
How about the business? Right. Well done.
I'm out for dinner tonight. It's
what are you doing?
Family's out. We might have an 18-year-old in the family.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
Mia.
Oh.
Yep.
You're not old enough to be a mother of an 18-year-old.
Oh,
child.
Well, there you go. Yes,
and where are you
that's
going?
Very nice. We're going to a nice restaurant in the city.
Oh, it's beautiful.
City restaurant, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about...
What? No, it's not McDonald's. We've moved
happy
on.
Happy meals?
No.
Denny's.
Although the kids would love a McDonald's, but no, I'm...
Wagyu's back.
Yes, that's true.
The Wagyu, I mean, special occasion.
No, it's special. I'm going to see if the boys actually put
a shirt
on.
Are you going to cry? Will you cry?
Of course I'll cry. You know
who'll
cry?
Who'll make a speech?
My father, probably. Oh, Dad's coming. And
Ray.
Ray will probably have a few tears. We're expecting that. My sister.
Rob will be emotional.
Yes, he will. Just emotional that we've managed to get this far and we're still together.
All right.
Well, have a happy family
occasion.
Yes,
we will.
Happy
I'll fill you in.
Mia.
And I'll tell you how the cake I've been making goes.
Oh,
so, you know, as I talked about it earlier, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
That's got Burns Unit written all over it.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you for a Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.